Calvin getting named NFC Offensive Player of the Month?
Well, he had an historic month. I didn't know it, but I saw after it came out that he was named Player of the Month that, you know, set an all-time month record and ahead of Hall of Famer and Lance Allworth. So, you know, Calvin's been productive. And, yeah, I think one of the key things in that is that most of that month he's dealt with injuries. First few weeks in that, he barely practiced. Still went out and was productive on you know, on game day. The last couple of weeks he's been on the practice field a little bit more, but he's still dealing with a lot of those things, and his production has, you know, has stayed the same.
As a coaching staff, as things are going on, are you aware, like, how the odometer on him is building up, you know, the catches and all that, and the yards and so on, or is that something you reflect on after games or midweek or something like that?
You're talking about during a game?
Yeah, or at all, period, you know, at any point in the season, are you aware that he might be nearing a record or...
If you or Bill Keenest or somebody say it. I mean, you know, and it goes way back to what I said before. I mean, we're trying to score. We're trying to move the ball. We're trying to get first downs. We're not trying to, you know, set any individual records or, you know, set anything, do anything other than score points. But, you know, I mean, after it happens, it's certainly recognizable that that, you know, the kind of company he's in with some of those things. But, you know, we'd never been a team that, you know, call down in the fourth quarter and say so-and-so needs, you know, another catch or another 50 yards or 20 yards or anything like that.
Not even week 17, if it was on the line, to break that record?
I think that if our decisions would always be what helps us win the game, what helps us move the ball, what helps us score. And if it coincided with that, then it'll be fine. But, you know, we're not going to do anything just to do it. I mean, I think it becomes hollow if you do it at that time anyway. It's not the natural course of a game.
I had another question along that line. Matt's potentially going to break the NFL record for most passing attempts in a single season. Is there anything to that in terms of, like, the number of throws a quarterback makes, similar to, like, I guess, baseball with a pitcher? Can arm wear out for a quarterback?
No, I think it's different for a pitcher. You know, our guys, a pitcher throws pretty much at max velocity on just about every throw. Quarterbacks have a lot of plays that, you know, they're throwing a check down or throwing a screen or they're throwing a swing pass or even a nine route, something like that. That really doesn't take a whole lot of arm. You know, those guys have traditionally been able to go through a season, and it's a little different than a pitcher. Yeah, I mean, I think that those are certainly concerns, but there's been a lot of guys that have thrown a lot of passes and, you know, been able to stay healthy, and I think Matt's done a good job of doing that.
You know, Jeff was back out here today. I guess the first question is about how encouraging that is, but secondly, I've really seen him working specifically with Riley, even after practice. Can you just talk about how he's dealt with this the last couple weeks?
You know, Jeff is, you know, just a special kind of player. You know, he started 185 or 86. I can't remember what it was. But to have that kind of streak, and I think I said this last week, you don't do that just on talent. You don't do it just on toughness or work ethic. It's got to be a combination of all of them. And, you know, he's a great teammate also. And he's a team-first player. And, you know, I mean, he was rooting for Riley the whole time he was on the sideline on Thursday. And, you know, if he's out there, then I'm sure Riley will be rooting for him. If Riley's out there, Jeff will be trying to help him the best he can. And that's just the kind of guy he is. But he's worked very hard. I mean, you don't make it through all those games unless you're tough. And you also have a good tolerance for pain to be able to get out, and it was encouraged to see him move around a little bit today.
Do you have a tough decision to make if Corey's able to play? I know you've never taken a guy out of his job for an injury, but with Nick playing as well as he had as a starter, does that make that a little tougher call for you?
You know, I think the thing that's important with our defensive line, all those positions, it's not like the offensive line or quarterback or, you know, corner or one of those things, all those guys play, and you know, there's not really a whole lot of distinction between who the starter is and who's not. All those guys are good team players, and all of them just want to, you know, make the most of their opportunities when they're on the field, and that's what we'll judge all our stuff by. I mean, it was You know, Corey has obviously been a good player for us and means an awful lot to us, and we've missed him on the field. And if he's able to get back, that'll be a big boost to us. We've gone with just three defensive tackles for a few weeks now. And, you know, we base our D-line on keeping them fresh and staying fresh over a long period of time and during a game. And that's been affected a little bit, you know, a little bit like defensive ends last year when we lost Willie and LJ, and all of a sudden we were down a bunch and took a little toll on our defensive ends. So anything that he'd be able to give us would definitely be a plus.
How about reclaim the home field advantage? We've lost three times at home this year. It's kind of been a weird year in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's certainly something that we aspire to do. We want to win at home. We want to win on the road also, but particularly the advantage that our home crowd gives us. And I think we saw it the last couple of games. Our crowd against Green Bay was fantastic. I mean, it was a good, other than not getting the win, it was a game that kept the crowd in the game. Same thing with the Thanksgiving game. It means an awful lot to us. And we certainly feel a responsibility to win, particularly at home in front of our home fans.
Being shorthanded at DT, fairly set to play a lot more snaps. And even the games where he's been extremely dominant, it seems like he's faded a little bit late in the fourth quarter. Is stamina or endurance maybe one of the things he needs to work on a little bit more?
No, he's in great shape. He can run and all those things. But there is a nature of you know, being out there and pass rushing and playing the run and all those things. And as the reps go on and on, there is sort of, I don't want to say a wear down factor, but there is that kind of thing. We expect our defensive linemen to play at a really high tempo all the time. It's one of the reasons we had the substitution patterns that we have. So, you know, Sue and Nick, Sammy, those guys have done a really good job in that. That's no fault of theirs.
With Nick, is this what you thought you had when you drafted him? I mean, the way that he's played the last 2 weeks, did that impact?
Yeah, you know what? I still like to look at Nick as a developing player. There's still more that he can do. I mean, you know, a lot like LeSure, he's still working through some inconsistencies. But both of those players have flashed some really good stuff and have been productive. The big thing is, you know, just – you know, trying to maintain consistency from week to week, put one good performance over top of the other. You know, and that's a challenge of any young player, rookie. And both of those guys, you know, LeSure missed the whole year last year, and Nick missed most of the year. So they're going through stuff for the first time in a lot of cases. And there's still more that Nick can give us. There's still more that LeSure can give us, most of our young players.
Speaking of LeSure, has he gotten his speed back? He's got the speed and the burst that you saw in Illinois, or is there still – he's got to strengthen that and get back to another notch or two, another gear?
You know, I think any injured player coming back, I mean, we have Broyles, and Broyles will be quicker and faster than he is right now. You know, and there's a difference between being cleared to play and being 100%. This time of year, nobody's 100%. But when you're when you're recovering from a season-ending injury, a long-term injury, there is some – you know, sort of come back from that. But, you know, I think he has good speed, and he'll show that.
Mm-hmm.